After a while, the tinker laid down the knife, took the stick in both hands, and gave it a little twist. At once, Grandfather heard something pop. Then he saw the bark slip from the stick above the knife cut, all in one long, round piece. After this, the old man cut away more than half of the part of the stick from which he had slipped the bark. Across the upper end, he made a smooth, slanting cut. Then he told Grandfather to wet the stick again, after which he slipped the bark back to its place. The old tinker put the end of the stick in his mouth, placed his fingers over the smaller notches, and began to blow. As he lifted first one finger and then another, out of the deep notch came sweet music, like the voice of a bird singing a long way off. While the old man played, he seemed to forget all about Grandfather. By and by, he laid down the whistle, smiled, and said, "Come, bring the whistle. Now we shall make the tree." They walked down to the brook together and crossed over on some stepping stones to a place where the ground was soft and black and wet. While the boy held the stick, the old man pushed it far down into the mud until it stood up straight, with the whistle at the upper end. Then the old man bowed to the stick and said, "Little brother, we leave you here, where you will never be hungry or thirsty. You have made your sweet music for us today. But when you have grown tall and strong, gentle winds will make even sweeter music among your branches." A little while after that, the old man put on his pack and went away. But my grandfather could not forget him, or what he had done. Almost every day the little boy looked at the stick by the brook. The whistle at the top began to dry up, and the loose bark cracked open and fell off until it seemed as if the whole stick must be dead. But one day my grandfather saw a tiny bud below the place where the whistle had been. The bud became a little sprout, and the sprout became a little branch. Then other branches followed until the stick was indeed a little tree. Year after year it grew taller and stronger until the tinker's willow was known as the greatest tree in all the countryside. The birds did indeed build their nests among its branches. The winds made sweet music among its leaves, and the cattle lay in its shade on hot summer days.